Nicole Atkins joins us to play live and to talk about the journey to making her first album on her own. It includes playing in the alt-country band from North Carolina called Los Parasols and a strong demo that Columbia Records loved. And then she took a trip to Sweden to record with Tori Johansson. But it began in the mid-coast New Jersey town of Neptune City, which gives her new album its title. And I ask her what growing up in a resort town like that was like.
It was cool. I think it was a great place to grow up. Just, you know, it was the locals are just really, you know, fun and cool. You know, my parents give out hot dogs for Halloween, so we're kind of like legends in our town.
I would think so. Yeah. And do you make fun of the summer people or?
Oh yeah, the Bennies.
Yeah, Bennies.
That's what we call them. I guess it's Bayonne, Elizabeth, Newark, and New York. They're Bennies, and they make going to work impossible. I used to waitress. My parents had a luncheonette in Belmar, New Jersey, and trying to drive there, it's just everybody in their Hummers and no necks and big gold chains and fake boobs.
We're selling a lot of records to them, I guess. Nicole Atkins is our guest, and I want to find out more about your musical travels because I think you're an inspiration to working musicians with getting this deal and these songs. But what do you want to begin with?
We're going to start with a song called The Way It Is.
Don't tell me my love's not the one that I want, that he's not the one that I need.
A perfect opening to our set today if you want to find out what this artist Nicole Atkins is about. The band is The Sea, and it's funny, everything I read about you, Nicole, eventually they get around to mentioning Roy Orbison, and David Lynch fits in there somehow also.
Yeah.
And that kind of drama is totally in that song. When you write a song, do you envision the entire arrangement of things?
It's weird because when I write a song, I don't really sit down to write a song. They kind of just happen to me. And I remember I wrote the verse to that song. I was on the train, and it just like the melody just kind of came up, and actually not the verse, the chorus. And I was like, wow, this is a really cool chorus. I wonder if I even have it in my range to hit that note, you know. And then I got home, and I did, and I was like, oh, sweet. And then the verse just kind of, you know, just came out of nowhere, and it just, you know, I used a bunch of fake words, and you know, then I got into a little argument with my dad and wrote all the lyrics.
You know, but the sense of drama and the backing, that's
yeah, it's weird because when the melody comes, all of the sound kind of comes with it in my head, and that's how I know that's, you know, something I need to pay attention to.
Well, tell me about recording this album, because you ended up going, you went to Sweden, or you just worked tour here?
Yeah, I went to Sweden.
So I'm like, how come?
Because it was just easier for me to go over there than for all of, you know, him and his studio and everything to come over here, you know.
Him being
Tor Johansson. You know, Tor Johansson, he's like a man, and he's done a bunch of stuff, and it's like, who am I to tell somebody who's established to, you know, go live in a hotel? And me, you know, I live at my mom's house, so I'll gladly, you know, go anywhere you want to send me. But you know, it was pretty intense making it over there, just because you know, when I first went there in September, the weather was still kind of nice. And then when I went back, it was, you know, it got dark at 1:30 every day, and the rain and the fog, and it was extremely lonely. And I think it, you know, at the time it was awful, but it really lent a lot to getting the mood of the record right, to, you know, have that loneliness in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a certain melancholy. Is that why you wanted to work with him?
Well, no, actually, I wanted to work with him when I was talking to producers. He was the first one that called, and our conversation just right off the bat went perfect. You know, he was like, you know how dolls and little children are creepy but beautiful? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I think your music sounds like that, and let's make a record that is that. And I was like, okay, perfect.
Wow, that's better than the David Lynch reference. That's very cool. Well, you want to do another one of the new ones?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to do one called Cool Enough.
Thank you.
That is cool enough. That's another one from Neptune City, the album from our guest today, Nicole Atkins. Hey, Nicole, give names to all these people to see who's playing with you today.
All right. On keyboards is Dan Chen, and his nickname is Cashmere. That's what we call him. And on guitar is Dave Hollinghurst. And on violin is Gillian Rivers. On drums is Dan Mincer. And on bass is Derek Lays.
No more nicknames?
No. Well, we call Dan, our drummer, we call him Mints. In Hollinghurst, we call Hollingsworth.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not as cool as Cashmere.
Not at all. So, what's your musical journey been like? I know you went to school down in North Carolina. Did you play down there?
Yeah, I played in a bunch of, I was kind of the girl that like sang in everybody's band and played rhythm guitar in everybody's band. And, after I graduated college, I went to school for illustration. And then after graduating college and moving back to New Jersey, I realized like none of my friends live there anymore. So, a friend of mine from Charlotte that I went to school with lived in New Jersey as well, and we just started playing songs, and it was easy to write songs when you had absolutely nothing to do and you were completely away from the situation that you were in before. So we just started writing a bunch of songs and started going to the Sidewalk Cafe in New York for the Anti-Folk open mic thing. And the first time I played, they offered me a gig. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. And I never, ever thought I would ever move to New York. You know, I thought I was going to like live in like Boulder, Colorado and like be a hiking instructor. And it's funny though, because I'm awful at hiking. But I just had this dream of being athletic. So I started, just falling in love with New York. And I'd go up there every Monday and I'd just... end up drinking a little too much and sleeping in my car. And after a while, I moved there and I got, a group of songs together and I wanted a band to play on them. And so I asked a couple of my favorite players from Charlotte to play on this demo, and they ended up being my band. And we formed a band called Los Parasols. And we commuted back and forth from Charlotte to New York all the time, and then that got to be a big hassle.
Wow. And how about the songs that got that ended up leading to all this with Columbia?
Well, I went back to, in 2004, I moved back down to Charlotte to try to have a go at it with the band, down there. And it's funny because we ended up not really playing much when I lived. We played more when I lived in New York. And I got asked to be in this indie rock band called the Virginia Reel. And I always wrote these types of songs and I never could figure out how to use them because they didn't sound like anything. Like when I was doing my alt country songs, I was like, oh, well, this is all country music. This is a genre. And I had all these songs that I never did anything with. And I played them for this guy, Neil, who was in the Virginia Reel. And I was playing rhythm guitar and singing in that band. And he was like, well, this is the kind of music you should be doing. And it just got me thinking, and I called my friend David Muller that lived up in the city that, he was really good at producing and arranging, and he was like, why don't you just move back and let's, make some demos and, do this for real.
Nicole Atkins is our guest playing live on the Cafe today. Nicole, what's next?
This is actually the first song. This song is called War Torn, and it's on the EP, but there's a newer version that's going to be on the album, and it's actually the first song that I wrote of this batch when I was down in Charlotte, and, this was the first song that we ended up doing for the demo.
Thank you.
the battle seems so bad when it's all you've known. It's all.
Nicole Atkins is playing live today, and it's funny because on the EP Bleeding Diamonds, there's a song that was inspired by the Iraq War, but that sounds like it was inspired by something else.
Yeah.
Even though it's called War Torn. But are you an experiential writer? Do you write about things that happened to you?
Yeah, it's funny. When I wrote War Torn, I was, you know, I was dating this guy for like 4 years, and he was from Australia, and he went away for a weekend on a cheap plane ticket to Ireland and got deported. They wouldn't let him come back. And that was the last time I saw him. And I mean, we're still friends now, but like I never, you know, saw him again. And I was never able to really write about it, you know, in my songs, because it was just like, I felt like any way to write about it would cheapen it, you know? And so I, you know, had this melody for the song. And when I was like picking around with it, I was, you know, in my friend's room, and he had this book called War Torn, and it was a photojournalism book of war torn countries, and it was the most intense thing I've ever seen. And so I was, you know, flipping through this, and it actually made me bawl my eyes out because it was just totally awful. And so I start, you know, I just had that war torn, you know, just started singing that word, and just figured out a way to, you know, write about, you know, the ending of that relationship, and, you know, compare my heart to a war-torn country.
And it works. And yeah. It works. Nicole Atkins, look for the EP Bleeding Diamonds and the album Neptune City coming soon. We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.